Hey brother, it's Dan Dore with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks again for watching today. Today I want to talk about a subliminal impact that's happening between the two of you in your relationship, which most of us don't believe, don't realize, have no idea of, and yet it's playing out all the time between the two of you. So last week we talked about self-reliance. We talked about the ability for you to be okay with who you are and how you're showing up any moment, at any time, or whatever decision you're making, however you're being in any situation. And the reason for that is that you're not reliant on the other person or the people or the situation that you're in to be able to be happy. I mean, you're in control of your own happiness. You're able to come from a place of considered confidence in yourself and how you're moving forward through your life. Well, today I want to talk about something which a woman called Alison Armstrong, who's been studying the behavior between men and women in relationships for, well, nearly 30 years now. And there's this one interesting part of that study that she talks about oftentimes, which is that there's an instinctual subconscious reaction that is happening between men and women all the time. And it relates to the hormones that are going on inside our bodies, and it relates to body language and the things that are being communicated very subtly between the two of us, which most of us have got no idea that's happening, and yet it's having a huge impact on the connection between the two of you and the way that the other person is being towards you, responding to you, you know, all of the stuff that we often get triggered by and get upset around. Well, in this particular instance, Alison Armstrong talks about the woman's ability to sense a change in testosterone in the men that she's around, whether it's in a relationship or even just in a different situation. And she says, even if a man is jubilant, even if a man has just, you know, won something, achieved something, so he's actually exalted, he's actually really happy and joyful, that change in testosterone, her body it naturally, instinctually reacts to. And this comes from evolutionary biology, in other words, years and years of changes over our whole ancestry, where in actual fact, a man's change in testosterone could be something that is dangerous to a woman. So it's in there, in the DNA, in an instinctual reaction that's happening. And it's happening in her before she's even realized it, right? Before it's a conscious awareness that that is happening. There's a fear reaction that happens, like something has happened here. I can't see what it is, but it's affecting me. So you can often recognize this where you might walk into a room and feel tense and anxious in yourself, and the other person gets up and walks out, or they get on their phone, or in some way or another, they react to you in a way that surprises you, in a way that then triggers you into getting upset also. So this is this instinctual reaction that's happening. Even when you're in a happy, jubilant mood and your body chemistry, your hormonal chemistry is changed for you positively, the other person can react in a surprising way. And this is what's going on. Again, it's subconscious. It's not happening because I've chosen to react in this way. It's happening because naturally my instinctual reaction is this. I'm not sure what this is. Change, something's changed. I need to get into a safer place. So this instinctual, fearful reaction happens, and what then happens is, some way or another, the woman will react to try and change the situation, to become safer, to get away from the thing that's causing the fear. And so in modern society, what is this? Most of the time, this is criticism, this is emasculating, this is in some way putting you down. Because if I can do that, then you're no longer in this, you know, raised testosterone state, and I'm in a safer place. Like, I'm not going to get attacked. There's no chance that I could be abused or whatever else it is that has happened in the past, right? Nothing to do with you or this moment, stuff that's happened in the past, but it's in there instinctually in the reaction that's happening here. So this is a really important thing to understand, because a lot of the time we're like, what the hell? Why is she reacting like that? Why is she being that way with me? You know, why are women like this? I don't ever want to be in a relationship with women because they react in this way, they're over emotional, blah, 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 blah. All that stuff is actually really just us not really understanding that there is something going on here. So what's the solution to this? Well, the solution to this is to recognize that this is something that's going on and to be able to stand in it, to be able to be in that fire and to know that whatever the other person is doing, however they are reacting to us, it isn't us, right? It's not us that is deliberately causing that or responsible for that. Unless you know and you can see through your own actions that you've been a bit of a dick, that you've been a bit of an arsehole and you've been treating other people disrespectfully, or you've just been in a shitty place and your attitude has been pretty crappy towards them. Okay, in that situation, yeah, maybe you do need to take some accountability there and to own up to something and do something to change the energy, the interaction that's happening there. But if you've just come along and you're pretty much in a good place, feeling pretty good about yourself, feeling pretty calm, or even in this, you know, jubilant place, like I'm feeling really good. Sometimes your feeling really good can be taken in another way. And so lots of guys will say, well, why do I have to be responsible for this? I can't, you know, I'm not responsible for her reaction. That's true. And I'm not saying you should be responsible for her reaction. I am saying getting information like this is really useful. And what's the solution to this? Really, the solution to this is, can you stay confident in yourself and curious about what's going on in the other person? Not take it personally, you know. So again, self-validation, self-reliance. Am I being who I want to be? Am I showing up in the way that I want to? Can I validate my own sense of self? And if I can, from that place, can I be curious about what's happening with the other person? Because they're reacting in a really strange way that I didn't expect. So then I can ask questions and I can lean into that reaction that's going on in the other person. And I would say the best way, the most confident, most masculine way that you can do this is with humor. Bring some humor. Tease the other person. Over here in the UK, sarcasm is the way to go, right? We love to be sarcastic, even up to the point of being abusive. But with a twinkle in your eye, with a smile, be mischievous about it, be playful about it. Show the other person that whatever they think might be going on, however their body is instinctually reacting to something that you can't see, it doesn't matter. It's okay. There's some fun and play and enjoyment to be had here. And can they enjoy it, join you? So it's like an invitation to join you in a different energy, to join you in some kind of connection that you want to create. So you're being creative. You're using your own ability to be able to create a different situation, an opportunity for a different situation to evolve. That's it for today. Take care, brother. Bye.